Oh, man, my friends. Chef Eric, you and I get to get our hands in some dough.
Yes.
Yes, literally.
Well, you can't.
No, I can't because I'm all in black.
Yeah,
I get all dusty.
You're in black plus those, who knows where those meat hooks have been.
Hey, listen, if we're going out to California, you're going to have to start wearing gloves even when you mix a drink.
This is what I understand. This is crazy.
Well, it's California.
Well, like
that's
I said,
where you're from.
It's crazy. I've renounced my California citizenship.
I'll tell you what, we are so honored to be here at the Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb today. We have truly one of the very few master bakers in the world. He is baking with us today. He's going to teach you all great techniques because I think he said it would be a little difficult to teach me anything, which I didn't know what he meant by that.
Yeah.
Without further ado, Chef Lionel Vatinay.
Hello.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Hello.
No, wait a second. Lionel?
No. Lionel.
Lionel.
Okay, well, you're from Cary, North Carolina.
Indeed. You know, can you tell?
Yes.
Is that northern North Carolina? It's right near Raleigh, right? For outside Raleigh.
Correct. On the border of South Carolina, so is where my accent from.
Saw more South Carolina.
Yeah, the south of somewhere.
Chef Lionel, what a true treasure you are to the baking world. And more importantly, to be with us on the show today. It took a lot of finagling, but we got it done. And you're really here to, I mean, your La Farm Bakery is internationally known in Little Cary. So you must be doing something right over there.
We try. You know, thank you for having me here, you know, with you guys, you know, and to be part of the show and to try to get, you know, some something to bread-wise to your mind and to your heart over there. For sure.
Absolutely. Now, tell us, you just a little bit of background here, because one of the things I found fascinating in your background is this guild that we've learned
about.
The guild, yes. And tell us a little bit about that and your involvement and how it started, when you started, and so on.
So this guild started... not last year, you know, centuries ago when the Temple of Solomon was built by the stone maker and the carpenter start the guild. And as they go, you know, during the century, bakers joined the guild in the 17th century with a lot of history, some beauty. And we do a Tour de France, not the bicycle one.
We won it for a few years.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, well, anyway.
We should change the subject, right?
Yes. Subject.
But let me ask. So the stone makers and carpenters, the stone layers and carpenters at the time of King Solomon's tomb, building the tomb, they're the ones that started this guild.
They did.
So this is also tied, I mean, the Masonic.
Is correct, you know. So we use the same symbolism.
Really?
The interpretation, you know. So we have a lot of ceremony. You know, if you're a neophyte, you cannot participate, you know. But, you know, so is how all this is three things. Is, you know, learn your trade, you know. So the oldest teach to the youngest is to live in community. And also, you know, you have the spirituality part, you know, is where come, you know, those... So we don't know who belongs to who, but it doesn't really it's not very relevant. It doesn't really matter who starts who and from what. But
the real question is, where is the Ark of the Covenant?
Aren't
the Freemasons supposed to know that? Or?
Will you stop it?
No?
We're here to talk about bread, not biblical.
History Channel?
Yes.
The Ark of the Covenant was a sourdough strain.
It was the vessel that contained the sourdough. And they hit it.
Where's the culture from? And it's all right.
Yeah. So
but what's interesting about this, and your lovely wife, Missy, had given us a little histoire, shall we say. And it is so extraordinarily difficult to be the 100 selected to start the program. I mean, out of the millions of people that want to learn how to bake and bake the best in the world, they take 100, and out of that 100, 2 make it through the program.
Yeah, you maybe, you know, a little bit, you know, bring a lot of it. But, you know, it's still a life school. You know, you belong or you don't, you know, and naturally people are going to drop off, you know, and some are going to continue their path. You know, so you become, you know, somebody with skill, you know, from your hand, you know, and your brain too, and you have a masterpiece at the end. So he's, you know, he's a beauty by himself. You know, he's a beautiful apprenticeship life school when you dedicate, you know, for the 5 to 10 years of your youth, you know, to become, you know.
So while other guys were out eating chocolates and looking for the ladies, you were getting your hands in the dough.
Exactly, yes.
You started at 16?
He's correct, yes.
And then you...
8 years.
What is the... Does it graduate?
So, yeah, every year you get more responsibility, you know, through the corporation and through the guild. You know, you live in community, so you have few rules, you know, to respect, very simple, you know. After that, you know, you are going to have a masterpiece at the end, you know, meaning reflect what you did, you know, during this Tour de France, you know. And now we do a world tour. It's not just, you know, to the France. It's, you know, we open, you know, the borders, worldwide, you know, and we go all over the world, you know, where is feasible to do it.
And at the end of that, is it a maître boulangerie or what's the
Yeah,
title,
in the same time, you know, we don't have a... What you do speak for yourself. You don't, you know, you don't have a diploma. You know, it's through the ceremony. You're going to be recognized, you know, by your peers.
But you do have an outfit that you wear.
Hola. Depends.
Now, you've got the outfit. I've seen a picture of it. You in your, a traditional guild ceremony attire?
Correct.
Now, how many people have that? And it looks like a cross between Davy Crockett and... and an Irish leprechaun, because it looks like you got a shillelagh and a bandolier. Explain to me what the traditional guild ceremony attire is.
It's just ceremonial, you know. It's also on the scar, you know. You get, you know. You have symbolism, you know, who represent, you know, what the compagnons are, you know. And it's just for us to do our ceremony. So.
That sash is sort of the color of...
It's a color, you know, for the bakers, you know, we wear this beige, you know, and
beige color.
If you are a carpenter, you know, it's going to be the green, I believe, and so on and so forth. So each also color have some meanings, you know, so on and so forth.
Sure.
So it's a lot of tradition,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, excellent.
We are with Chef Lionel Vatinet of La Farme Bacquerie in Carrie, North Carolina. What the heck? I'm doing a bunch of a-rees and a-those. But it sounds good. I mean, it's not as good as you. I mean...
I practice every day.
Okay. You know. There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. But what has been your... When people talk about baking, before you and Chef Eric get your hands in the dough, and listen, I want you to know, when Eric gets his hands on dough, you're not going to see it again. Well, I'm just saying. It's
I don't know what that means.
Well, dough. Dough. Money.
Oh, money.
There you go.
Well, that's entirely different.
All right, you missed the thing. But anyway, we're celebrating today National Irish Coffee Day and National Soup Swap Day, which kind of fits with what we're doing today, because do you ever take that beautiful bread like you make, which I've only seen once, and that's here, other than over in Europe. You take it, you just dig it down in the soup, and you chew on it, and it's drooling all down your face, and you got to wear, like, have three napkins around. That's when it's really, really good. And so National Soup Swap Day is appropriate for what we're doing today.
Indeed.
Now, don't they do that in France? They take a dip of bread in their soup?
We use a spoon.
Thank you.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Well, anyway, carry on. I mean, yeah,
your
I'm
description of
smashing
the bread in the soup and then having it fall all over your face is not good. That's not a good visual.
I like the licking finger. You know, it's all right. You know, so okay. we can be halfway. You know,
all right.
So what are we going to start out with? How do you want to start this today, Chef? You.
So we have about 2 minutes to start. So let's
just run down what we're going to start.
So what, you know, you want to be a serious home baker, you know, you need to have a scale. Okay, this is very important. You know, forget the cup. You know, maybe we need to send, you know, all the cup measurement to England. I'm sorry, they left us. You know, so this is something are not accurate. You know, if you want to have consistency with your bread baking, you need to weigh. You are going to weigh the water, the flour. We are going to weigh everything.
So you're weighing everything in grams, I would imagine?
Not grams, you know, it's not necessary. You know, a pound is great.
Pounds, okay,
and,
very good.
So this is that, you know, we are going to weigh. You know, after that, we need to have a good thermometer. You know, this, I need some help, you know.
Thermometer.
Thank you for temperature. We are going
to
take...
See, I understood
you're good,
French.
You're good, indeed.
Thermometer.
So for you're going to get, you know, two temperature, the water controls the final low temperature. I want to be between 72 to 80 degrees, you know, Fahrenheit, mm-hmm. you know, what we want to end up. So we are going to do that, you know, and wear our water. And after that, you know, we are going to start to, the best tools we have is our hand, and we are going to use our hand to knead, and I'm sure I'm going to show you a technique to knead by hand.
Which is great, because, I mean, KitchenAid mixers are fantastic, and if you want a KitchenAid mixer, you need to come on down.
Or a scale.
Or a scale. Come on down to Cook's Warehouse.
Or a thermometer.
Cook's or a thermometer. But come on down to Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb, and you can pick up all those wonderful accessories. However, I agree with you, Chef. Your hands, I think, are the best way to go in this
case. The God-given tools are the best.
Indeed.
And we are fortunate to have the best of the best, Chef Lionel Vatinet. His book, A Passion, Lessons from a Master Baker for Bread. It's all here for you at Cook's Warehouse. Also, he's going to be doing another class at Cook's Warehouse, but by the time you hear this, it's too late. Sorry, you lose. But if you want the best bread in the world and you want to find out about classes, I'm sure Chef Lionel will help you in Cary, North Carolina. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life, my friends. What better place than right here at the Cook's Warehouse East Cobb, taking it to the streets of East Cobb, baby.